I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning, I'm going to be sharing the Word of God with you from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. Thank you for your presence. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to not only be hearers of your Word, but to be doers as well. Amen. During the summer, many families take a vacation and travel to places around the U.S. and sometimes places around the world. One of the places they usually travel to is their hometown. Traveling back to our hometown can be an exciting experience. It is where we meet our grandparents, we meet our uncles, our aunts, our relatives, we meet our childhood friends, we meet neighbors. Together we have fun and fellowship and celebration. We also share pleasant memories with one another and have a time of recreation. On the other hand, traveling back to our hometown can also be challenging, especially when we try to share the gospel message with our grandparents, our relatives, our childhood friends and neighbors. Mike illustrates this truth for us in our text this morning about the visit of Jesus to his hometown. After a spectacular ministry of preaching and performing miracles in a region of Galilee, Jesus returned to his hometown of Nazareth, accompanied by his disciples. On the Sabbath, he went to the local synagogue and began to teach the word of God to his family members, his relatives, neighbors, and friends in his hometown. Mark says they were all amazed when they heard him speak the word of God. Unfortunately, instead of responding to his teaching by faith, the people of Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus, responded in unbelief. They asked questions about his words, about his wisdom, about his work, and about his worth. Also, they rejected and took offense at him for his message and ministry to them. Jesus experienced a challenging situation in sharing the word of God with his family, relatives, and friends in his hometown. They did not receive him as a prophet and the Son of God. They did not believe his message. They did not accept his ministry to them. They did not honor him. They saw him as one of them. Similarly, you are going to experience such a challenge when you share the gospel message with your family members, your relatives, and childhood friends in your hometown. Jesus said, a servant is not greater than his master. What this means is that whatever that has happened to Jesus will also happen to us as we share the good news. Expect a cool reception when you share the gospel message with people in your hometown. Like they did to Jesus, the people in your hometown will have questions in their minds about your message, about your ministry, about your authority, about your ability, about your credentials. They may not even believe anything you try to tell them about the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ because they are familiar with you. You may be despised and rejected as Jesus was when you share the gospel message with family members, relatives, and childhood friends. Your childhood friends may take an offense at you because of the gospel message coming from you. Ministry in your hometown is going to be challenging. Many years ago, while I was studying at the seminary, I made it a custom to go to the hospital to share the gospel message with the sick. One afternoon, I went to the hospital, and when I got to the nurses' section, I met a friend of my father who was surprised to see me. And he asked me that question. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I came to share the gospel message with the sick." He dismissed me. He rejected me. You see, when you share the gospel message with family members, with relatives, with friends, old friends back home, you will experience a challenge. Jesus experienced a challenge in sharing the gospel. Mark tells us how Jesus dealt with the challenge he experienced with the people of his hometown when he tried to share the gospel. After his challenge of rejection by the people of his hometown, Jesus reacted by quoting a popular proverb of their day about prophets receiving honor everywhere else, but not in their hometown. Then he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. But he marveled at their unbelief. After that, Mark says he moved on with the business of his Father in heaven. Mark says Jesus went around teaching from village to village. So despite the rejection of Jesus, he did not give up on his ministry to the people of his hometown. Though he did not do much because of their unbelief, but he remained focused in his calling to promote the kingdom of God. So like Jesus, you and I will sometimes be rejected by our family members, by our relatives, by our friends, when we share the gospel message with them. But do not give up on them. We must not give up on them. Some of the hardest people to win to Christ are going to be members of our own families. They are going to be the hardest people to win because they know us well. They know our backgrounds. They know our credentials. They know about our strength. And they know about our weaknesses. They may not take us seriously. Nevertheless, do not allow all of this to limit or hinder your ministry to them. God has commanded each one of us to share the gospel message with all kinds of people, and that includes our family members, our relatives, our old friends, our neighbors. Back to my challenging experience at the hospital. So my father's friend dismissed me, he rejected me, but I moved on and went into the walls of the hospital. So I ministered to the sick people, I shared the gospel, won many of them to Christ, and then I came back to the nurses section. And so when I got to the section, I met my father's friend. And I also shared the gospel with him. And then I prayed with him and for him. And his response was, "Wow. Wow." As you share the gospel message this week with your family members, with your relatives, with your childhood friends, as you go back this summer, go back to your hometown to share the gospel, regardless of the challenge, make sure that you do not give up. Make sure that you are not distracted. Continue to be focused, sharing the word of God, and expect a response. Wow. Wow, to the glory of God. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we pray, committing to you our lives, committing to you the gifts that you have bestowed upon us, that you will use us, Lord, to obey your command to reach out to the lost. Now, God, you give us that boldness to be able to share the gospel regardless of the challenge, Lord, with our family members, with our relatives, with our childhood friends, in our hometown, this summer, that all the glory and honor will be ascribed unto you. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.